Power 93.7 WBLK. I'm Yasmin Young. This is the 2 to 6 Takeover. I am joined by a very special guest. She's made many appearances and she has given us so much helpful information, especially when it comes to COVID-19 and the reopening. I'm talking about Dr. Gail Burstein. She is the commissioner of the Erie County Department of Health. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. We have been having amazing, beautiful weather here. We're in phase 3 of reopening, so we're finally able to safely get out and do more. Now, June is Healthy Homes Month, and you know, even though we are getting out more, a lot of folks are still working from home. So can you talk a little bit about how important it is for people to have those healthy homes and how they can do that?
Right. We spend a lot of times in our homes. Now some people are working from their homes. You know, kids may still be attending like summer school, and a lot of the day camps now are virtual camps, and so they're attending those camps at home. And so it's really important that we make sure that because we sleep in our homes, that we spend a lot of time in our homes so that we keep our homes healthy. And homes change over time, and so that's why it's in, batteries, expire, stop working. And so things stop working, leaks happen, and holes happen. And so it's really important that you take a look through your home, like walk through the house, do a little walkabout, and try to inspect for any items in your house that might need some type of repairs, like any type of plumbing or electricity or the roof or the walls or something with the foundations. And think about doing what you can to reduce any type of health risk in your home. So first of all, we have to think about fire safety, because we're all at risk for that. So we want to make sure that the smoke detectors that are installed are on every level of the home, including the basement and inside every bedroom and outside every sleeping area. I want to make sure that the batteries are tested on a regular basis. Optimally, that can be monthly. And then for people that have older smoke detectors, and a lot of people do, you want to make sure that you replace those batteries twice a year, and then consider upgrading to newer smoke detectors that actually have a 10-year sealed and non-removable battery, so you don't have to worry about it for 10 years. You want to make sure you keep the lighters, matches, and candles out of the reach of children, and have at least one fire extinguisher in your home, and make sure that the adults and older children in a home know how to use it. You know, another thing that we have to worry about in our home that can be a hazard is medication. So we want to make sure that we do everything we can to reduce the risk that some type of poisoning or overdose could occur. So we want to make sure that all medications are locked up or definitely out of reach of children and pets. And then we also want to make sure that people know that if they have medication in their home that's expired and they're whatever medication they're not using it anymore, don't keep it in your home, because that's just putting people at risk who may be interested or exploring looking at something that they can take to make them feel better. So what you want to do is dispose of it safely. We have these drug disposal kiosks all over Erie County that will take expired or unused medications, and then we have other kiosks that'll take used needles. And so you can go to our erie.gov/health website for information about where these sites are located. They are safe. And if we work with Coventis Energy, and they collect the medications and the needles, and then they take them back and they burn them, so they're not in, flushed down the toilet, and we don't all, drink them, or they're not buried in the soil and they don't seep out into the soil that someone might eventually want to grow vegetables on. They're burnt, and they're used that energy to create energy for us to use in our home. So it's as green as possible. Also, want to make sure that you your toxic chemicals like cleaning supplies and bleach and other hazardous households are in secure locations and away from light, heat, or flame, so they don't catch on fire or decompose. You want to make sure that all your hazardous household waste are disposed of safely through our Erie County collection programs. And again, you can find out about that on our Erie County website. And remember, whatever you pour down the toilet, or we will all eventually drink, because the filtration system of the water authority doesn't filter out drugs or chemicals. So you want to make sure that you do not throw any type of hazardous materials like cleaning chemicals or any type of chemicals down the toilet or the sink or the sewer. So we have really good information about all of this on our Erie County website at erie.gov/recycling. And then also, especially for people that have seniors in their homes, you want to make sure that the homes are safe to prevent slips and falls. So because those can result in really terrible injuries. I'm sure we've all know somebody, a senior, who's had a fall in their home and then they broke their hip, and that kind of turned into a really big deal with surgery and rehab for months. So we want to try to prevent that from happening. So we want to try to remove any type of hazardous, hazardous things on our floors that can cause trips, like loose rugs. Make sure if you have kids in your home, make sure all the toys are cleared from areas where people walk a lot. If you have elderly people in your home, it's really great to have some type of grab bars and railings for adults to help them move around without falling, and making sure that the stairways are well lit and they don't have any objects on them so people won't fall. And then also you want to make sure that your outdoor walkways are also safe and that they don't have any like branches or roots growing that are making the sidewalks irregular and a fall hazard, and making sure that any type of debris is cleared off those walkways. Also, especially in the summertime, we have problems with air quality, both indoor and outdoor. So we want to make sure that because we don't have as much control ourselves over our outdoor air quality with the heat and the ozone, we want to make sure that since some people will be forced to remain indoors because of asthma, we want to make sure that our indoor air quality is great. So we want to try to eliminate anything that can affect our indoor air quality. And so I think the biggest thing that we have the most control over is secondhand smoke in the home. So you want to make sure that you don't let anybody smoke in the home, anything in the home. And also we have to worry about carbon monoxide and dust mites. So with carbon monoxide, we know that that's an odorless, colorless gas, and it's the invisible, silent killer. So, and it comes from exhaust from fuel burning devices. So you want to make sure that the exhaust from all full burning devices like furnaces and hot water tanks are vented properly and to the outside air, not going inside of your house. And then it's also really important to make sure that you have carbon monoxide detectors installed at every level in every sleeping area of your house. And you want to test those monthlies and replace the batteries twice a year, just like the smoke detectors. And then looking at child safety, we know that kids are indoors more this time of year, unfortunately, because they're not going out to school. Many times kids aren't able to go away to camp now for the summer, and summer school is really limited. So kids are spending more time inside in the home. So for anybody who has children living or visiting their home, you want to make sure that you take a look at your home and kind of with a child's eye of curiosity. So in the kitchen, you want to make sure that the sharp utensils are out of reach and that the lower cabinets are secured so the kids can't get into what's ever in there. You want to make sure that you have guards or locks installed on the stoves, or you have some type of oven controls that a young child won't be able to, to turn on the oven and something dangerous happen. And so in other parts of the house, you want to look at the doors and the windows to make sure that the locks are working, that any cords or blinds from window coverings are secure and out of reach. And you want to make sure that any unused electrical outlets are covered with child-safe plugs and secure long cords to prevent tripping. Also, you want to make sure that heavy objects in the home, like bookshelves and televisions and other furniture, are anchored to the walls so to prevent tipping or falling on somebody. And then for households that are fortunate enough to have a pool or a pond, on the property or nearby. You want to make sure that those homeowners take precautions to control access with fencing and a latch system on a gate. So those are all really important things that we can do to make sure our homes are healthy. And I know that in the summertime, we oftentimes don't think about our homes and the healthiness of our homes because we're outside so much. And this summer, it might be a little bit different. So I think we really have to focus on that and do whatever we can to make our homes healthy, because we are spending a lot more time at home now than we ever had. I'm sure we can all acknowledge that.
Absolutely. And we have that information on our website as well, WBLK.com. Well, listen, Dr. Burstein, I appreciate you as always with sharing all of this helpful and useful information. And again, looking forward to the health fair, the pop-up health fair with all of those great resources this Saturday, June 27th from 9 to 1. And we've got those details on our website as well, WBLK.com. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. And maybe I'll see you Saturday.